This conference is being recorded.
Good afternoon, everybody from Belgium. This is Vicky Follens from the Trademark Clearinghouse, and we want to welcome you again to one of our TLD updates. And today we have Alex Smith from .London who will be providing you with some updates on the .London Sunrise and furthermore the .London TLD. Before we start providing the presentation itself, we have a couple of guidelines that we'd like to share with you. We do understand that some of you have already participated in some of our webinars, but as our webinar is open for everybody, we assume that there are new people, so we're just going to go quickly over the guidelines. Just to note, all of your lines will be muted. Questions can be posted via chat. You see on your left-hand top corner a chat box. Feel free to pose your questions or put your questions in there, and we will go through the questions during our session. In addition, if you have no audio, please select the join audio that you can also see in your upper left corner, and you can dial in. And we are recording this presentation, and this presentation and the recording will be provided to you very shortly. What do we have for agenda? As most of you who have already been to these sessions, we just give an update on what is the clearinghouse, a stats update, we go over the sunrise calendar, and then I will give the mic to Mr. Smith in order to introduce the .London and to hear what the added value is in registering your trademark in a .London. What is the clearinghouse? Again, I apologize for those of you that have already heard this, but as we always know that there are new people, it's very important that we get the message across to everybody to understand what is the clearinghouse. First of all, there are three kinds of services, three kinds of protections that the clearinghouse provides. And first service is the priority access to registration. So you, as a trademark holder, you submit your trademark information to the clearinghouse. We verify it. You receive a key, an SMD file. And with that key, you can go ahead and register your trademark as a domain name in the different sunrises. So you have access before anybody else to register your trademark as a domain name. Second, we provide ongoing notifications or notifications in general. So that means you are alerted when somebody registers a domain name that matches your trademark that is recorded in the clearinghouse. Both of the services are included in our fees. And then we also have third-party rights protection mechanism, for example, donuts. They allow you as a trademark holder who has submitted their trademark in the clearinghouse to actually block your trademark as a domain name so that nobody else can go ahead and register your trademark as a domain name. Trademark Clearinghouse is a central database that it's a global database. It crosses all the different jurisdictions, and it is connected to all the different GTLDs. So you receive notifications even if you don't want to participate in all the sunrises. You will at least receive a warning saying somebody else has registered your trademark in this particular TLD. It's a one-time submission, so you don't have to redo your submission each time. It's applicable to all the different sunrises, so currently there will be more than 1,000 sunrises. There are already 260, I believe, that have closed, but there are still 800 that needs to go open. It's not limited to a script. It's not limited to a national limitation or regional limitations, meaning we accept trademarks from all over the world, from each jurisdiction. One thing we don't accept are, for example, state-registered trademarks that is typically known in the U.S. Where are we today? We're happy to announce that the clearinghouse has reached over the 30,000 trademark records. You see here the number is 30,086 trademark records. Most of the trademark holders are opting in for multiple year registrations. What does that mean? You can record your trademark in the clearinghouse for 1, 3, or 5 years. And because of the fact that we have so many TLDs that are launching, most of the trademark holders opt for a multiple year registration or multiple year recording. Due to the fact that they know that the record is in there, they can participate in the different sunrises because their SMD will be valid for 3 years, and they will be receiving the ongoing notifications or trademark claims notifications throughout the 3 years. 87.5% of the trademark records are submitted by a trademark agent. Again, for those of you that are new, we have two type of customers, so if we can put them like that. We have trademark agents. These are companies that represent trademark holders and submit their information on behalf of the trademark holders and communicate to the clearinghouse and receive communications from the clearinghouse on behalf of the trademark holders. And then we also have trademark holders that are coming directly. From trademark holders coming directly, as you can see, for the total percent of the volume, that's about 23% of the volume that is going from trademark holders directly. We currently have more than 11,000 organizations represented in the clearinghouse. So you see that multiple organizations are sending multiple trademark records to the clearinghouse in order to receive better protection for their brands throughout the TLD process. And these organizations are located in 97 different countries. And you see here where the top locations where these organizations are located. Number one is United States, followed by Germany, France, UK, Switzerland, Spain, Italy, Sweden, Japan, and Australia. Out of the jurisdictions, we have trademarks coming from 118 jurisdictions. So as I said, multiple organizations are submitting multiple trademarks coming from multiple jurisdictions. So that's how we get to 118 jurisdictions. And our top jurisdictions, which corresponds with the organizations, is United States. However, followed by the European Trademark Office, OHIM, followed by France, WIPO, Germany, UK, and as you can see, number 10 is actually China. So we are receiving quite a number of trademarks coming from China as well. So it's indeed a very global database. Where are we today with the notification? So more than 30,000 trademark records submitted, more than 52,000 trademark claims notifications sent to trademark holders. Again, for those of you that are new, trademark claims notifications are sent after a domain name applicant registers a domain name that matches your trademark in the clearinghouse, and this is a mandatory period of all TLD registries. They have to provide this for the 90 days after sunrise period. And as of April, we have started providing the ongoing notification. So this is a warning to you as a trademark holder that somebody has registered after the 90 days a domain name that matches your trademark in the clearinghouse. And as of today, we have already sent more than 5,500 ongoing notifications. How many sunrises are active at this moment? There are 66 sunrises that are currently active. So that the sunrise period corresponds with the priority registration, like we call it, where you as a trademark holder can now register your trademark in these sunrises. So there are 66 TLDs that you can actually choose from in protecting your domain name or doing something new with your domain name or trademark in the clearinghouse. What is closing? The dots, so you see here in yellow, these are the TLDs that will be closing soon. What does that mean? It means that you will no longer, as a trademark holder, have priority to register your trademark in these TLDs. These TLDs will go after they close into the trademark claims notifications, so you will get warned when somebody registers, but you will no longer have a priority to register your domain name or your trademark as a domain name. You see here just opened in green. These are the ones that have just opened. So that means they are providing a sunrise for 60 days or 30 days, depending on the TLD. But I believe most of them here are providing a sunrise period of 60 days. So if you're interested in having your trademarks registered as a domain name on one of these, and if you haven't submitted your trademark record to the clearinghouse, please do so. If you have already, you can use your SMD file and register within these TLDs. And in blue, you will see here the ones that are coming up. Coming up means that you will that it will be there in, I believe, 1 or 2 weeks that they will open up for sunrise. So you'll be able to look out for those as well.
No,
but we have our sunrise calendar on our website page as well, so you can follow up the different sunrises as they launch on our trademark-clearinghouse.org. And then I am very happy that I can hand it over to Alex Knitsch-Smith, the director of the .London domain. And if there are questions, please don't hesitate to submit them through the chat. We noticed that some are already submitted, but we'll take them after the particular session on .london PLD. Thank you.
Great. Thanks, Vicky, and good afternoon, everybody from London. I'm grateful for the opportunity to talk to you about .london and the opportunity it may present to you as trademark holders to register a domain. What I'd like to do is talk a little bit about London and the opportunity, talk a little bit about the support in London, particularly from London Business, tell you a little bit about what some of our pioneers are doing, tell you a little bit about our marketing plans, and a tiny bit of process at the end. And as Vicky said, hopefully you'll have questions that you can post, and then we can take those towards the end. So the picture you've got there you may or may not have seen in the press. Those are some of our pioneer businesses that we're going to I'm going to touch on in a minute on the day that we launched Sunrise, the 29th of April, with those letters in Trafalgar Square. So let me just jump forward. So just to talk a little bit about London, really, which is the basis of .london and the basis of the opportunity. When we talk about London, really, we talk about London as the best big city on earth, as the place where people come, the world comes to do business. And we're not apologetic about that. We think that London is not only, as you see here, home to a workforce of 9 million people, but its reach is far beyond that. So it's the centre for European HQs. It's been voted Europe's best city for business year on year on year. As you can see here, there's more than 30,000 companies in software IT, more than any other city in Europe. It's a centre for creativity, for innovation, for finance, for life sciences. And it's a connected hub, so five major airports servicing more destinations than any other European city. So really, London is not only a huge market as an opportunity, but its reach is much greater than that. And also, London is the most visited city on the planet. So we always have a bit of banter with Paris. Apologies if there are any Parisians on the call. But the figures are in from last year, and more international tourists visited London than any other city. We do have more Michelin-star restaurants than anywhere, including Paris. And it's really it's a cultural hub. It's a place to visit. We also have more international students than any other city. About 120,000 international students study in London every year. So, London really is a big market with a big reach. So that's the city itself. And it's keen to get its own domain. So what I'm showing here are not one but two front pages of the London Evening Standard, the biggest paper in London, read by 2 million people every day. I guess demonstrating the enthusiasm in the city, I haven't seen this kind of coverage about other TLDs in other places. The enthusiasm for the city to get its own domain and embrace that own domain. So you'll see an announcement back in November and then in March this year. So the launch has been well received. Here is a list of business supporters that were put their names and their chief executives and chairs' names to an open letter in the press calling for London Business to adopt .london because they intend to do so. And you can see here some household names, the Standard itself, Liberty, which is the biggest one of the biggest London stores here, and Selfridges, Excel, which is the large exhibition centre, West Ham, a premier football club, etc. So I guess what we're saying is not only is London a great opportunity, but London businesses are already demonstrating they're planning to adopt the domain. And also from small businesses. So we commissioned a poll back in January from YouGov, very well-respected pollster in the UK. They polled 1,000 small businesses. And what came back is over a quarter said they were either very likely or likely to register a .london web address. Now, that doesn't mean they're going to do it on day one, but it does suggest that the appetite is really there for adoption. And you can see here on the slide some of the reasons for that, both about being proud to be London-based, about customers finding, but also about directly a return on investment and a suggestion that will lead to more sales. So that's big business and small business in London, really showing that they're keen for a London domain. And I wanted to just talk briefly about some of our pioneers. So I'm going to touch on four, but just to say we think we're the first TLD that at the start of Sunrise, we had pioneers with live sites going live, demonstrating how people are really going to use, in this case, .london. And we put around 20 to 25 sites live as we launched. And if you go to our website, you can see a wider range of them. But just to give you a flavour of what some businesses who are at the forefront of this are planning to do, there's Metro Bank's .london homepage. Metro Bank is a big bank. They see themselves very much as playing a role in the community and very much as a community and London-based bank. So this worked really well for them, and what they're going to use it for is to showcase their community initiatives and their involvement in London and in parts of London. So that's where Metro Bank are coming from. Next, we've got the London Symphony Orchestra, who, when we talked to them, they were absolutely, we're London-based, London is in our brand through and through, this is a great fit for us, and they're using it to showcase their upcoming festival of events here in London. We've then got West Ham United, one of the Premier League football clubs, and they have recently been successful in bidding to move to the Olympic Stadium, so the stadium that was used in the 2012 Olympics in London. So for them, they very much want to position themselves as a London club, really locked into the community in London, and also that association of branding with the city as they reach out to global markets in the US and the Far East. They felt really going to work well for them. So they're still developing what they're going to do with the site, but that's the rationale why West Ham wanted to adopt .London. And lastly, this is Zomato, who hopefully many of you may know. For them, London really is their major focus. It's their biggest by far market in Europe. So what they've done is they've set up a London-based social interaction sharing site. Personally, I don't quite understand the trend to take photos of your meals and put them out on social media, but I'm told it's a very big thing these days. And so Zomato are using that to really showcase restaurants in London. So hopefully that gives you a flavour of real pioneers who really wanted to go first and on how they're using their domains in the initial stages. That moves me on to our marketing campaign. So we are running a strong marketing campaign to establish .London in the consciousness of Londoners and London businesses. You'll see here some of the digital assets, so banners on the left-hand side. On the right-hand side, again, using one of our pioneers, so Fortnum & Mason, also one of our pioneers. And so both using London and using London businesses to showcase and explain what this is about. And then on the next page, just some example mock-ups. So these have been running on London Tube posters, inside tubes. They've been running in, again, the Evening Standard and a digital campaign. And the plan is that we'll be moving on to TV in July. So we're very much wanting to establish London, .London, as a domain that is that of choice for businesses and organisations. And they're already keen, but this is showing you some of the marketing that's gonna go and drive that. And then lastly, just to come on to a little bit of process. So I hope this is clear. Otherwise, please do either go to our website or come and look at this afterwards. But what we're running at the moment is, concurrently with the Trademark Sunrise, is a London priority period. So applicants through Trademark Sunrise have absolute first priority during these 3 months, from the 29th of April to the 31st of July. But at the same time, other people can also apply for domains. And what we wanted to do is make sure that Londoners get a chance to go first. So London businesses with rights to their name come as next priority. Then Londoners who may not have the rights to a name but are based in London, and then finally everyone else. So during this period, we're taking applications from all of those groups. At the end of the period, we will then allocate those through Sunrise and then work our way down the priority order and allocate those during August. And then we move to general availability in September. So hopefully that gives you an idea about how the process works. And let me just, summarise what I've said and then take some questions. So London is the world's global city, a massive market and a place where people come to do business, really with great reach beyond its boundaries. The business community here supports .London, and we've demonstrated that, and we're doing that through Pioneers Programme. And we've got a comprehensive marketing campaign. So I guess the point we're trying to get across is that we expect Got London to become a real choice for the London community. We want it to rise to the kind of levels that you get from country code TLDs, which are generally around 10 to 20% of population. So we expect it to be a large take-up and usage, not a kind of small niche part of the internet. And because of that, we're running a longer priority period and a longer sunrise. So, you know, we want trademark owners to come in and claim their names. Therefore, we've got a 90-day sunrise, which ends at the end of July. And we really hope that people will take advantage of that opportunity. So I'll say thank you, and then over to Vicky for questions.
Thank you, Alex, and thank you for the great presentation. We definitely see, from the Trademark Clearinghouse point of view, a much more uptake currently from people coming from the UK. So I hope they will get around to get their registration through to you as well. In the meantime, for those of you that are on the call, please don't hesitate to pose questions. It's in relation to the .London Sunrise or in relation to the Trademark Clearinghouse General. We're happy to take these questions. We do already have one question that has been posed, and I'm hoping that you can answer this one, Alex, because it's a hot topic at this moment. One person has requested how he or she can apply for a .London domain name for a trademark that is currently on the SLD block list. What do they need to do? Can they do something? What are the opportunities there?
Right, that's a very good question. So the block list, I think, has been a challenge for us all, both brands and registries alike. And we debated whether or not we can be open for those registrations during this period. We've had a difficulty for it being technically open because we're running these periods in parallel. So what we didn't really do is get to a final position about whether we will allow these to be registered but not used. So I'm sorry if that doesn't sound completely committal. What I suggest you do is express to the registrar very clearly that you want to do this and they should approach the registry, and we are going to decide whether or not we put those through the period or get a very clear understanding of people want them and then have a process for once they're unblocked later this year. So definitely make sure that the registrar approaches the registry and logs that interest, and we'll either be able to put them through towards the end of sunrise, or we'll have a clear process of what happens when the names are unblocked later in the year.
And what do they need to do if the registrars won't help them out? Do they just need to search another registrar, or can they contact
I think probably in that instance, contact us direct then. So on our website are the contact details. Are they on the last slide here? Just check. Yeah, so sorry, their contact details on the last slide here. So they could write to us at contact@londondomains.london. Or log a query on the website. In fact, it may be helpful to do both, and we'll be able to resolve those.
All right, super. Thank you. And then another question that we received is how big is the .London reserve domain list, and what is the policy in relation to the premium domains? Well, first instance, are there premium domains, and what do they need to do?
Okay, so with regard to the reserve list, it's not a huge list. We have reserved some domains which are in line with our naming policy, which you can read, but are mainly around names that are for the city, potentially thought valuable around the promotion of the city and public services. But it's not a list that runs to thousands and thousands of names. It's a fairly small list. In terms of premium names, we do have a premium name database, and it is reasonably large, because we don't feel there's domains worth lots and lots of money, and then domains, you know, at a base price, and we need to deliver value to London through the sale of domain names. So we have a premium name list. They're priced to be not have a high barrier to entry, so they're priced per year at the same price. But the priority still applies. So if it corresponds with a trademark, then you still have the priority. But because it's a generic term, it may be priced higher.
Thanks for that. And I'm guessing that those lists, those prices, they can get immediately from the registrars, huh?
Yes. No, they should be able to get the prices immediately from the registrars.
Absolutely. Okay. And then at this moment, this is, I believe, the final question. A general question is there any particular reason why this has been decided not to do a land rush?
Well, so it depends how you look at the priority period. Some people are certainly calling it a land rush. So at the moment, people are applying for domains. They're not immediately registered. If there's more than one application with the same priority, then it would go to an auction. So I guess we are running a land rush, but within it we've got priority for London businesses for their own names and then priority for Londoners. So I'm not quite sure where the question comes from.
I don't know if the person who wants to, who posed the question, if they want to elaborate more on this question. If not, then we'll not get into it. But just to make it, just to be clear on one thing, Alex, it's correct that the trademarks that are going through TMCH have priority, yeah?
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, what I would say about this period is if your trademark is in the TMCH then and you want top priority, then obviously great, register it as a Sunrise application. If you've got marks or business names that are not in the TMCH or you weren't considering definitely registering, you can still apply during this period and you can put it and you would be the next priority. So if it's a priority to get it, you should certainly register as a Sunrise registration. But if it's something that you might not have registered otherwise, there is the option to apply in that next tier.
And when will they know that? Will they only know that after the 90 days that they in which tier they applied for?
Yeah, so what happens is if there's only one application for a name, then we don't need to go through a validation process because there's only one application. If there's more than one, our validation agent will start that process. They get contacted to say, are you in London and do you have any more evidence? You know, is this a name that you've got rights to? But you wouldn't know for certain whether you've got the name until after the period because we'll need to see all the applications that come in.
Okay, great. So it's more beneficial for the trademark holders to go via TMCH directly to you.
No, absolutely. That gives top priority. But without wanting to put anyone off of that, there will be very small businesses in London who choose not to go down that route because they might only want a London domain. And this gives them some priority.
All right. Super. Well, if there are no more questions, then I want to thank you very much, Alex, for the great presentation on .London. I think it's been helpful for all the participants to understand and the real added value of registering their domain name within .London. And I also want to thank everybody who is on this webinar with participating in this webinar. Again, we will be providing a webinar this Thursday on .NYC. Please feel free to invite anybody. It is an open session. So as we said at this for this session, it's an open session, so anybody can join. So feel free to provide the details as well. And yeah, with that, I will close the webinar. I want to thank you all, and especially you, Alex, for providing this information.
No problem. Thanks, Vicky.